Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon at this time, we learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it in various different activities and hobbies. And today I'm chatting with Helen Lawless, who's the acting CEO for Mountaineering Ireland. Helen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Thanks for coming into us. When did you start or get involved in mountaineering?
Decades ago.
Right.
I grew up in the country in County Wexford, moved to Dublin when I turned 18 and found that I was missing that sense of open space. And I lived in Rathmines and there was 47B bus with Rockbrook written on the front.
Right.
And that took me into the Dublin mountains. It all started from there.
Yeah. How difficult is it to start mountaineering? Actually, you might just explain, first of all, how does it differ from hill walking and hiking?
Well, I suppose mountaineering is lots of things, really. Most members of Mountaineering Ireland are hill walkers, are hikers. And indeed, that's what I do most of the time myself. Sometimes we choose more adventurous routes where we're perhaps following a rocky ridge up a mountain and we need to do a little bit more than walking. We're using our hands for safety, and that's scrambling. If you want to traverse really steep rocky ground or cliffs, you're moving into another dimension where you're using ropes and pieces of metal placed into cracks in the rock to protect you from falls. That's rock climbing.
Yeah.
If we're lucky enough to get a covering of ice and snow on the mountains, then we get to use some different skills and techniques and equipment. For example, using crampons, metal spikes on our boots to prevent us from slipping, and ice axes to help us progress up steep snowy slopes.
Yeah. How often do you get to use those in Ireland?
Less and less, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
I live in the Wicklow Mountains and I'm well located for getting out when the conditions are right, but we haven't really had good snow over the last few winters. Mountaineering Ireland organises an annual winter meet in Scotland where members and non-members indeed can come along and learn the techniques for the more technical aspects of our sport. And we also have an annual Alpine meet. So in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have a bunch of members heading out to Aelfraid in the French Alps, and they'll be experiencing those Alpine mountain conditions with tuition from Alpine guides.
So people listening to you, Helen, today and think, do you know what? I want to do something. I want to move more. I want to get a little bit more fit or active or get involved in a kind of a community. I suppose mountaineering, as you said, sort of provides that umbrella group to a lot of the different elements of this that you've mentioned. But how fit, I suppose, in the first instance, do you need to be to start?
Oh, you don't. You just need a basic level of fitness. Start by walking, work up from there. We have some introductory days running at the moment, subsidised training, happy hiking, hill skill days. And all people need is an interest in getting out, learning a little bit about the equipment they need, how to stay safe and how to relate the map to the land.
Yeah.
So they can use a map, whether it's a paper map or a map inside their phone. They get to understand the techniques to be safe and have fun
and do that
in the outdoors.
And that's something people listening can get involved in if they want to sign up to those introductory days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They can find the details through mountaineering.ie. We have a group going out this Saturday in Sligo, another one in the Blackstairs Mountains on the Carlow-Wexford border. And we have similar days coming up over the coming weeks in Waterford, Kerry, Donegal, Mayo and County Louth.
Strong legs? Do you need them?
Well, the activity of height, it builds up over time.
Yeah, I imagine that.
It's weight-bearing exercise. It is really good for your bone structure as well as your cardiovascular health.
Yeah, as well. I presume it's a good way to meet people as a team, even as a team, you know, exercise, hobby, sport. People want to not do something alone.
Absolutely, yes. It's a fantastic way to get to know people because unlike the contrived setting of the pub, you're out together doing something together.
Mm.
You get to chat with people in a very relaxed way. And certainly I've made my best friends, all of my best friends, yeah. Through my mountain activities over the last 35 plus years.
Do you get a lot out of it?
Absolutely, yeah. I guess, you know, years ago we thought it was all about physical activity and the benefits of physical activity. But more and more, and particularly post-COVID, I think people have recognised that the benefits they get from being in the mountains are every bit as much mental health benefits as well as physical. You go out into the mountains to move and to still the mind in many ways. We get peace, spiritual nourishment, the joy of connection with nature. All of that.
Okay, from it. You're obviously, and you know that you're doing it, as you said, you know, 20 odd years nearly at this stage.
35 plus.
35, right. So there you go. Listeners wondering, Helen, are there environmentally friendly mountaineering equipment that doesn't use polluting chemicals for waterproofing? I don't know if you have any advice on that.
The best way is to bring your water with you. Most mountain activities in Ireland are day-based activity. So if you use a reusable water container, take your water from home, then you have no need to worry about having to treat water that you come across in the mountains.
And I think they mean as well, though, for waterproofing their equipment. I understood it maybe to mean clothing equipment. Oh,
of course, yes. Look, there are changes happening all the time in waterproof clothing, and there are PFC-free products available. They do cost more, but I'm seeing that all of the outdoor clothing and equipment manufacturers are moving towards more environmentally friendly products.
Yeah, another listener here, mountaineering often means a big investment in gear. Is there a way around that?
Build it up gradually over time. And, you know, I've got specialist Via Ferrata equipment. One of our neighbours is going on a Via Ferrata trip in September. We're lending our kit to him. So you can beg and borrow
as
well.
A little bit as well. A listener says, it might be a stupid question, but is it scary? It's often something I've thought I'd have a great interest in. I've done some trail walking and climbing, but I haven't upped my game to full mountaineering yet. I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, step by step. It doesn't have to be scary, but then, you know, it's good sometimes to test the limits of your ability. But doing so in a situation where you've got experienced people or a qualified instructor there with you. And, you know, the weather is so changeable in Ireland's mountains. Weather can make what is simple one day scary on another day. So it's good to be skilled and prepared to look after yourself in changing situations.
Is Ireland, is it a good place for mountaineering?
It's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
Small island. But varied geology means that we have mountains of different character, some that are rounded and straightforward, some that are steep, rocky and jagged and present real challenges for scrambling, mountaineering and rock climbing.
Listener here is wondering, Helen, do you have a favourite mountain?
Probably my favourite area of the country would be Connemara and South Mayo.
Where would you recommend there?
I think probably the 12 Bends for their unusually rocky character and the quality of the light on the hills there. And on the lucky day, the view you get across the lake-studded South Connemara landscape. There's really
fabulous.
But every mountain, and indeed the same mountain on different days, gives you different experiences.
If people listening just want to get involved, or as you mentioned, some of the different day hikes and learner courses, that's through Mountaineering Ireland, is it? They can get the details.
Yes, but one of the best ways to get involved is actually by joining a club. We have 190 clubs across the country. The vast majority of them welcome new people to come and try out the activity. And by joining a club, you get access to people who know all the routes in the area. They probably know the farmers and landowners. They'll be able to give you advice on the equipment that you need. And certainly one of the things I found by joining a club in the late 1980s, clubs do trips to various parts of the country. So you really get to know your country better. and you get to make the best of friends as well.
Helen, it's been lovely to chat to you here today on How I Live Well on Lunchtime Live. Thanks a million for joining us in the programme. That is Helen Lawless, who, as I said, is the acting CEO for Mountaineering Ireland.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.